Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, what a game that was between Purdue and Tennessee in 2019, the South Regional semifinal. And, man, that's just a punch right to the gut, I know, for a bunch of Tennessee fans listening, given all the expectations surrounding that Tennessee basketball team. Welcome back into Morning Drive. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Friday morning. Pleased to bring Dustin Dupirak to the microphone as well, also from The Athletic. Dustin, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And Dustin, obviously, you know, you guys at The Athletic are going through this series of the best NCAA tournament game that you've ever covered. And we heard coming into the segment there, that game between Purdue and Tennessee last year at the NCAA tournament, that was about as good as it gets. I mean, that was just the heart-stopping nature of that game, the back-and-forth nature. It was just an incredible game to watch.
Yeah, no, it really was. And I think, Purdue, Virginia 2 days later was unbelievable too. So you see both of those games and it was like, basically I could have written about either one of those. Actually, I had to write about Purdue, Tennessee because somebody else was writing Purdue, Virginia. So I had to go back and watch that game and sort of remind myself, of all of it because you just saw so many great shots and so many great plays in those two games. You also had to sort of remind yourself, okay, what happened when? And it really was unbelievable just the shot making in that game and just the degree to which the stars, you know, really step up. You don't always get to see that, and that was a thing I wrote about. I wrote about it in the story. That just like Klein and Edwards, but then Schofield and Williams were just so terrific. I mean, you just don't always get it that basically everybody that you came to watch that day shows up and makes big plays when they count. And you know, like you forget just how big of a lead Purdue built, where it seemed like that thing was over, and you know, Schofield and Williams just turn it on to get back in that thing, and then like you know. When they come all the way back, then Klein turns it on and really goes crazy. It was just one of those unbelievable games to watch where just everybody just keeps stepping up, making shots, making spectacular plays. And then obviously a lot of controversy at the end, but just really a beautiful basketball game from start to finish.
Yeah, and when you watched it again, Dustin, was it a foul on Lamonte Turner? I watched it like a million times, and it's close.
Probably not. Probably not. I think the thing was like I didn't even like rewatch it like all the way. I didn't like watch the replays of it. You could see how they called it in real time because he's sort of all over him. But you know, it is kind of the leg kick. I think it's part of the reason why he gets the contact. So it probably isn't. I just imagine part of it is just like watching a guy sort of just. Really swallow up somebody in the corner there. You think there's got to be maybe more contact than there really was because you know Carson couldn't get anything that was close to a good shot. I mean, and there was contact, so that's probably it. You could see why the ref called the foul, but I mean, in retrospect, is it maybe probably not?
Dustin, I remember watching that game and wonder like, is Ryan Klein ever going to miss a shot? I think he ended up like 10 for 13. Or something like mm-hmm. that, 27 points. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the shooting display he put on.
Yeah, no, it really was. So going back and watching it again, you remember, I remember the step back. You know, that was the one that is really the kind of his signature shot from that game. And I remember he almost steps back into Carson Edwards' defender, who's like behind him. It's almost like Carson was trying to get away from the play, and Ryan was trying to just dribble out something. And almost, you know, steps into whoever was guarding Carson at the time. And I remember that three was absurd. But there was a couple other ones. I was like, I forgot how crazy that was. Because a couple were just like 30 feet deep. But there was a few where he would like catch and he would be like facing the sidelines and pull up and, you know, square his body from like a 90 degree angle and wouldn't even look into the rim and hit the shot. You know, like I had to like somehow like. Had pulled up, didn't have enough, I guess didn't feel like he had enough space to even, you know, square his body to the bucket before he pulled up, but did it, turned, you know, you know, got the rim in his frame of vision while he was jumping and hit the shot. And that those were just wild. I mean, there's just so many of them. You're just like, it's one of those things where it's like watching somebody playing NBA Jam when they're on fire, that it doesn't matter where they are or what they're doing or what position they're in. It was going in. It was like just destined. He didn't, you know, and he couldn't miss anything. And if and just, you know, the threes, he had some long distance twos that were like kind of fadeaway jumpers. Like, it didn't matter if he was on balance, it didn't matter if he had a clean look. He hit everything. And you know, part of it is just like his, you know, form, his mechanics. Like, he doesn't need a lot of space. He's got a really quick release. But, you know, he doesn't put a lot of arc on that thing, and it didn't matter. He was just on that night and just was not missing anything. It was wild to watch. And he would have, you know, he fouled out with, I think, 2 minutes to go. I mean, he wasn't going to miss. He didn't. I don't think he got a shot in the last maybe 3 minutes he played. But I mean, it's like if he would have kept playing, it wouldn't have changed.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. That was like, you know, pick the guy up at half court territory, and then you already are dealing with Carson Edwards, who of course was like everything of Carson Edwards in that game. He had like the unbelievable run, but then he also, like, the shot selection, you know, hurt them for parts too. So, at least as I recall. Now, Dustin, you cover Indiana, Purdue, Butler, but of course you used to cover Tennessee for the Knoxville News Sentinel. So this was sort of a clashing of your worlds, this game last year. But what do you think about the job Rick Barnes has done with that program, and maybe even compared to what you thought when he was hired?
Yeah, I knew they were in better shape than they deserved to be. That's the best way that I can describe it. Because, I mean, you're supposed to feel pain, frankly, when you hire a guy who has, you know, a Donnie Tindall who has that many NCAA violations. Yes. And, you know, it was sort of one of those things where it's like, all right, you didn't know, you know, like, not know that he did Southern Miss. I mean, already been in trouble at Morehead State, and you're like, okay, like, you really think this guy's clean, you know, like, and so when you hire a guy and you find, you get all that coming down, like, you expect there to be a long-term effect, you know, when you find yourself in a position where you're firing a guy after a year that is supposed to shake it up. Now, I didn't know what to expect exactly from Rick Barnes. I mean, I figured they were going to be good. I figured they were going to be okay. But, you know, he was coming off a not that great stretch of Texas. There was a reason he got fired. I mean, it had been, you know, 10 years since Durant at that point. So it wasn't like he was coming off that that kind of momentum or anything like that. It was like, you know, yeah, DJ Augustine and Kevin Durant were a ways back there. And I thought, okay, well, this is going to be like Rick Barnes is like chill out job where he comes down and, you know, he'll do okay, but this is going to be his kind of retirement gig, and, you know, he's not going to make too much noise and just go, you know, go as bad as it's going to be. They're going to be competitive. Maybe they'll make a tournament someday, you know, whatever. And, you know, when he starts recruiting and you're seeing these guys that come in, they're like 120, 130, 150, 160. They're like, all right, okay. I guess they're going to be all right at some point, you know. But to see those guys flourish and the way they came together and how good they got, I mean, like, you know, Schofield and Williams in particular, those weren't like big-time recruits. And he develops the heck out of them. And just the fact that he, you know, like – cared that much, I guess. I mean, that's a weird way to put it, but the fact that he was still invested, didn't look at this as sort of his, you know, retirement job, you know, didn't seem to look at this as like a side project or anything like that. Just, you know, again, just really shows just how much he cares about the game. And I was just really impressed with the way he built that team. Obviously, this year wasn't as good, and he had to rebuild and everything, and, you know, he has to going forward. But, you know, thoroughly impressed is just a way that, you know, what it took to build that team, you know, the dedication, just how much invested he remains. And I guess the fact that he was just able to turn it around that quick. I mean, when you're in a position like that, I mean, like, when, you know, when Indiana had to get rid of Kelvin Sampson, you know, after those violations, I mean, that knocked them clean on their butts for a while. It took Tom Crean 3 years to build that back. And, you know, I mean, he obviously, you know, felt the need to really tear it all the way down to the studs and get rid of everybody and, you know, all that sort of thing. And that was, you know, his own choice in a different kind of rebuilding project. But all the same, like, I'd seen a program hit rock bottom and how long it took to build it back up and how bad it was going to be. And it wasn't nearly as bad for Rick Barnes. He managed to get it together pretty fast. And again, not getting anybody that was a quick fix, not getting, you know, not getting that player that, that makes you great really, really quick. You know, it was a true building project. It took a while, and, you know, he managed to put together a group that really fit and was just, you know, you forget just how many really good basketball players were on that team. So did a really special job, I think, just, you know, building that group. Obviously, he's got to maintain it to be considered a success, you know, and not necessarily be like that good every year, but, you know, build teams like that as he goes along. But all the same, just putting that team together was really, you know, pretty spectacular to watch.
Dustin Dupirak from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Dustin, thanks so much, man, for taking time to join us and help us relive that awesome game between Purdue and Tennessee. Hope you and your family are well during this time. Thanks, man.
You guys as well. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Dustin.
Absolutely. Joe, when we come back, Pro Football Focus threw out an interesting topic yesterday about the top five college football quarterbacks you've ever seen. I want to get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.